Adequacy targets are established which reflect the particular needs of children in each district and will lead to improved outcomes for students. This is a significant shift in education policy from the foundation level formula that we have today, which applies to all school students in all districts, and instead moves us towards a unique district adequacy target, again, based on the uniqueness of an individual school district. We then distribute money to those who need it the most, or those who, or better said, those who are the furthest from their individual adequacy target. We allocate additional resources as needed for children with disabilities, for children who are English learners, children who live in families that are considered low income, and children who live in areas of concentrated poverty. We incorporate means testing to drive more money to schools that are in districts with high taxes and low property wealth, or EAV. We utilize and embrace a hold harmless or a base funding minimum, which means that school districts aren't going to lose money, and we establish then a per pupil hold harmless. So as enrollment is adjusted, so does the hold harmless.